Writers have more options than ever before as the publishing world continues to change in response to technological advances and reader preferences. Today, I'd like to talk about the 6 secrets for self-publishing your novel. Join me on Fabulous Writing Tips. Self-publishing doesn't carry the same stigma it once did when it was termed going with a vanity press. Oh, the horror. In fact, some writers find tremendous success with self-publishing. Some self-publishers are later picked up by traditional publishers. And even some traditionally published writers are leaving the fold to strike out on their own. To add to the mix, a lot of people are listening to books. It's an exciting time to be a writer. During my long career, I've worked with traditional New York publishers such as HarperCollins, Harlequin Silhouette, and Tor. Currently, I publish as an indie. I've learned a lot about the publishing process during my time as a writer, especially in the last few years. Here are the steps I take when I self-publish a book and what I've learned so far. You could have a totally different experience or take a completely different approach. That's the crazy thing about the writing industry. There are so many variables, with luck and timing playing a maddeningly large part. Step number 1 is write the book. That's the hard part. So when you write a book, get feedback about it from a critique group along the way. Then when you're finished with the book, get feedback from beta readers. And after you're finished with the book, let it sit for a couple of months. I call it letting the book fester. Step number 2 is, while your book is festering, you do a few things. First, set a definite publication date. You can set the book up for pre-sale at this time, but the date will be hard and fast at that point, and you can't change it, so be sure that you can meet that deadline. Allow a couple of months, preferably 6. You'll be busy. Decide what book categories and keywords you will be using for marketing. I use a program called Publisher Rocket for this. You can also use this program to see sales for books similar to yours. Write to Amazon to request more than the allotted categories. I haven't done this yet, but many writers do, and maybe that's why they're millionaires and I'm a poor church mouse. The strategy here is to rank really high in a category on Amazon. A book with the category of Amish romance will have a much greater chance of ranking high than one with a category of contemporary romance, because there are millions of books in that category. So you have to be super good with a super huge fan base to even reach a good ranking score. Write log lines and pitches for your book. You will use these statements on your cover, your website, and marketing materials. Writing a pitch will also help solidify your cover concept and book description. Write the back blurb and/or the description if you haven't already. I usually do this before I even start the book. Begin the cover process. Research trends for covers in your genre. Collect samples for your designer. Hire a cover designer or create your own front and back cover. Amazon provides a template for this, depending on the page length of your print version. I use an app called Canva, C-A-N-V-A, that is fantastic for making covers and also marketing videos. It's a really easy and versatile program. Pay close attention to typography choices and treatment. This is where many amateur designers slip up. Update your website and social media outlets to hype the publication date. Then keep your friends and fans informed about your book's progress via social media. Cover reveals, reviews, etc., giveaways. set up dates for interviews, ads, announcements, press releases, book signings, and so forth. Step 3 is do a careful second edit. After you get feedback from your beta readers, make changes after you take into consideration what they said. Then run your manuscript through editor applications. I usually do this with Microsoft Word Editor. You can check your spelling, your grammar, and readability using Word. It's pretty powerful. But if you want to check for how many times you use a certain word or colloquialisms, or you want to check how your pacing stacks up to other books in your genre, what the balance of dialogue to description is, you can use a program like AutoCrit to do that. There are other programs out there as well, but I prefer AutoCrit. That's AutoCrit. I will put all the names of these programs in the information at the bottom of this podcast. Then, when you're done making all your changes and make sure you've dotted all your I's and crossed your T's, you can send the manuscript to a professional editor. Step number 4 is to make a final pass. Once you get suggestions from an editor, make the changes, then spell check again. What I do after this step is to create an audiobook. This is optional, but it's very helpful for me. Or at least read through your manuscript out loud. You will catch typos, superfluous tags, adverbs, and clumsy writing if you take the time to read your text out loud. This step is well worth it. Make changes so the audio matches the text version exactly, because some people listen to your book as an audiobook while they're reading the text. After you make sure you've gotten rid of all those typos in your text and all those adverbs, you can prepare your digital files for publication. I use a program called Vellum that creates a beautiful product for digital and print and churns out all the different formats you'll need for uploading to distributors, including the PDF that will give you a page count for the Amazon cover template and review sites. Vellum creates drop caps, forewords, author's notes, puts a cover on it. You'll have a really nice finished product. Once you have your digital files ready, upload the cover and content files to the pre-sale area of your sales partners, such as Amazon and Draft to Digital or Smashwords. Decide how you will distribute. Will you do only Amazon Kindle Unlimited? Amazon takes a high percentage and wants exclusive distribution of your book if you put it on Kindle Unlimited. So what I do is I distribute my book on Amazon, just the regular one, not Kindle Unlimited, as well as Draft to Digital, which distributes to multiple platforms such as Apple, Barnes & Noble, Google, and a lot of other ones. Draft to Digital's royalty share is less than Amazon, so you can make more per book. Plus, they provide a universal link that updates automatically when a new partner comes on board. That means you don't have to constantly update your website and social media links. For audiobooks, I use Findaway Voices. They distribute to ACX, which is Audible, as well as many other outlets, including libraries. I've had better sales using this strategy than ACX alone. Step number 5 is to send out ARCs for reviews. ARCs are advanced reader copies. Now, your book doesn't have to be perfect at this point, but the reviews you get will be posted, and if you make a major change after a reviewer criticizes you for something, their review will still show up on Amazon and Goodreads and other places. So once you send it out for review, your book should be pretty much written in stone. There are a bunch of places you can send your manuscript to be reviewed. I use Book Sirens, Hidden Gems, NetGalley, so forth. Readers read for free, but you pay a fee per reader. It's not usually that much. So it's kind of a good investment because reviews are golden. And then after the reader reads your book for free, they're asked to post a review to the sites that you select. You can send your book to Kirkus Reviews and other professional review sites. Very pricey situation there. But, you know, you can get a lot of publicity that way. You can use BookBub ads and features. Now, this is pricey, but very effective because BookBub has a giant circulation. Also, ask your street team to read and post reviews on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Goodreads, and all those other places, because the more reviews you get, the more credibility your book will have. Then, gird your loins for the review process. Gotta tell you, sometimes it's really fun. Gotta have a thick skin. Step number 6 is hype your book's launch. Ask your friends and fans to buy the book on launch date. You want to have as many sales that day as possible so you'll get up to that top of your category. Use direct mail, newsletters, blog posts, Facebook groups, X, all those places. There are tons of classes and books that can help you navigate through the marketing process. That's a whole nother podcast entirely. I know marketing is the bane of us writers, but it's as inevitable as writing a synopsis. You just have to do it. Now, the above steps might sound daunting, but the process creates a much better outcome, a much better product. So good luck with your foray into self-publishing. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to Fabulous Writing Tips. Join us next time for another episode of Fabulous Writing Tips. And in the meantime, happy writing, happy reading, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye for now.
Oh, thank you.